The Value Circle Paradigm, Redefining Value Creation in the Circular Economy. Welcome to the era of the Value Circle, a groundbreaking framework designed to transcend the boundaries of traditional business models. Organizations have operated within the confines of value chains, streams, and networks for too long, often facing limitations that restrict adaptability, ethical considerations, and true customer centricity. The Value Circle reimagines the rules of engagement by offering a comprehensive, integrated approach that harmonizes end-to-end value creation, waste minimization, collaborative ecosystems, and customer involvement. It achieves this by fusing the merits of existing theories while simultaneously negating their shortcomings. In a world hungry for innovation and meaningful value, the Value Circle is the next frontier of organizational excellence. Read on to discover how this transformative concept could be the missing link in your quest for a more dynamic, equitable, and resilient organization. The Value Circle combines the strengths of the value chain, value stream, and value network theories while mitigating their limitations. End-to-end value creation. Like the value chain and value stream theories, the Value Circle focuses on end-to-end value creation, ensuring that processes are optimized from raw materials to customer delivery. Waste reduction and continuous improvement. The Value Circle integrates the lean principles of waste reduction and continuous improvement from the value stream theory. This ensures that non-value-adding activities are minimized and processes are regularly refined. Collaborative ecosystem. Building on the value network concept, Value Circles emphasize collaboration within an interconnected ecosystem of stakeholders, including suppliers, partners, customers, and competitors. This promotes mutual benefit and shared value creation. Customer centricity and co-creation. The Value Circle strongly emphasizes understanding customer needs and co-creating products and services. This aligns with the idea that value is created within the organization through active customer engagement. Positive core and ethical considerations. The Value Circle concept incorporates the idea of a positive core, ensuring that the organization's values, culture, and intentions guide decision-making and interactions within the ecosystem. Adaptability and flexibility. Inspired by the value network's dynamic nature, the Value Circle embraces adaptability and flexibility. It recognizes that the ecosystem and market conditions may change, and stakeholders should be prepared to pivot accordingly. Elimination of negative aspects. The Value Circle concept seeks to eliminate negative aspects such as excessive focus on silos, inefficient processes, and lack of collaboration that can arise in traditional approaches. In summary, Value Circles integrates the best elements from the value chain, value stream, and value network theories into a holistic framework. It encourages end-to-end optimization, waste reduction, collaboration, customer centricity, ethical considerations, and adaptability within an interconnected ecosystem. This concept aims to create a favorable, dynamic, and value-driven organizational structure while addressing the limitations of previous theories. Why a circle? A round table setting is often seen as a more equitable and inclusive form of collaboration for several reasons. Equal seating. In a round table setup, all participants have equal seating positions without any hierarchy or power dynamics indicated by seating arrangements. This physical setup symbolizes equal importance and encourages balanced participation. Visibility and eye contact. Round tables promote better visibility and eye contact among participants, fostering a sense of connection and engagement. This enhances open communication and encourages all voices to be heard. Reduced dominance. Traditional head-of-the-table seating can inadvertently lead to specific individuals dominating discussions. A round table mitigates this by reducing the prominence of any one person and creating a more inclusive space for contributions. Enhanced listening. The circular arrangement encourages participants to listen to one another actively, leading to better understanding and a more collaborative atmosphere. Reduced barriers. There are no front or back seats at a round table, reducing physical barriers that can create psychological barriers between participants. Sense of equality. A round table sends a visual message of equality and shared responsibility. This can help overcome hierarchical barriers and encourage diverse participation. Easier engagement. It's easier for participants to engage with one another in a round table setup, as no one is positioned in a distant or less accessible location. Promotion of inclusion. The circular arrangement symbolizes inclusion and promotes the idea that every participant is part of a larger whole, fostering a sense of belonging. Collaborative atmosphere. The absence of a distinct head of the table can create a more collaborative and democratic environment where all voices are given equal weight. Flexibility. Round tables can be easily reconfigured to accommodate various group sizes and facilitate discussions, making them adaptable for different purposes. While a circular setup has advantages, it's important to note that equity and inclusivity also depend on participants' culture, facilitation, and willingness to engage and listen to one another actively. The physical arrangement is just one element of creating an equitable and inclusive collaboration environment. Comparison. For reference purposes, we've provided a description and points of criticism of the earlier models, value chains, v. ALU streams, and value networks. Value chains. Porter's value chain theory is a business framework introduced by Michael Porter in his book, Competitive Advantage, 1985. It's a model that breaks down a business's various activities to create and deliver a product or service. The theory emphasizes that a company's competitive advantage comes from its products and how it performs these activities. The value chain is divided into two main categories of activities. Primary activities. These are directly involved in creating, selling, and supporting the product or service. They include inbound logistics, receiving, storing, and distributing materials, operations, transforming raw materials into finished products, outbound logistics, distributing the finished product to customers, marketing and sales, promoting and selling the product, customer service, providing support and assistance to customers after the sale. Support activities. These activities enable the primary activities to function effectively. They include procurement, sourcing and acquiring the necessary resources, technology development, research, development, and innovation, human resource management, recruiting, training, and managing employees, firm infrastructure, general management and infrastructure functions. The value chain theory highlights that companies can gain a competitive advantage by optimizing these activities to minimize costs or differentiate their products, services. By understanding how each activity contributes to the overall value creation process, companies can identify areas for improvement and innovation, ultimately leading to a stronger competitive position in the market. Points of criticism. While the value chain theory proposed by Michael Porter has been widely acclaimed for its insights into analyzing business operations, it does have some potentially negative aspects and limitations. Focus on linear processes. The value chain theory views processes linearly, from suppliers to customers. This might not accurately represent the complex and dynamic interactions in today's interconnected business environment. Functional silos. The theory's division of activities into primary and support categories can sometimes reinforce functional silos within organizations. This might hinder cross-functional collaboration and holistic problem-solving. Overemphasis on cost. While cost reduction is essential, a sole focus on cost-cutting within the value chain theory could lead to neglecting other aspects of value creation, such as innovation and customer experience. Lack of external perspective. The value chain theory primarily focuses on internal processes and might not fully account for external factors, such as technological changes, industry disruptions, or shifting customer preferences. Static representation. The theory's static representation of processes may not capture the dynamic nature of business operations, where processes and relationships evolve. Assumption of linear value flow. The theory assumes a linear flow of value from suppliers to customers. Value can often flow in multiple directions, including interactions between customers and suppliers. Neglect of ecosystem dynamics. The theory doesn't explicitly account for the broader ecosystem and collaborative relationships contributing to value creation. This can limit understanding of the interdependencies in modern business environments. Simplification of complex realities. The value chain model simplifies complex business operations into discrete activities, potentially overlooking intricacies that impact performance. Neglect of customer involvement. While the theory acknowledges the importance of customers, it might not fully capture the emerging trend of co-creation and customer involvement in product-service development. Limited application to service industries. While the value chain theory was initially developed with manufacturing in mind, it might have limited applicability and relevance to service-based industries. It's important to note that while the value chain theory has these potential limitations, it still provides a valuable framework for analyzing and improving business operations. However, these limitations should be considered when applying the theory in practice and seeking a more holistic and adaptable approach to value creation and delivery. Value streams. Value stream theory, often associated with lean thinking, is a concept that focuses on the end-to-end processes involved in delivering value to customers. It aims to eliminate waste, streamline processes, and improve efficiency to enhance the value creation and delivery process. Key points of the value stream theory are: end-to-end perspective. Unlike traditional functional silos, value streams look at processes holistically, from the initial raw materials to the final customer delivery. This approach helps identify opportunities for improvement across the entire value chain. Value-adding and non-value-adding activities. Value stream mapping, a key tool in value stream theory, helps distinguish between activities that directly contribute to value creation, value-adding, and those that don't, non-value-adding or wasteful activities. The goal is to minimize or eliminate non-value-adding activities. Waste reduction. The core principle of value stream theory is to identify and eliminate various forms of waste, such as excess inventory, overproduction, waiting times, unnecessary transport, defects, and more. By doing so, organizations can enhance efficiency and reduce costs. Flow optimization. Value stream theory seeks to create a smoother flow of work by minimizing bottlenecks, delays, and disruptions in the value stream. This optimization leads to shorter lead times and improved customer responsiveness. Continuous improvement. Just like lean principles, value stream theory promotes a culture of continuous improvement. Organizations regularly analyze their value streams to identify new waste reduction and efficiency enhancement opportunities. Customer focus. The primary objective of value stream theory is to deliver value to the customer more effectively. Organizations can create products and services that better meet customer expectations by understanding customer needs and aligning processes accordingly. In summary, value stream theory is a systematic approach that optimizes end-to-end processes to create value for customers while minimizing waste. It's a central element of lean thinking and helps organizations enhance efficiency, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Points of criticism. While the value stream theory offers valuable insights into process optimization, it also comes with potential negative aspects and limitations. Overemphasis on efficiency. A strong focus on efficiency and waste reduction might inadvertently lead to neglecting certain aspects of creativity, innovation, and flexibility, which are also important for long-term success. The complexity of mapping. Mapping value streams can become complex and time-consuming, especially in larger organizations with intricate processes. This complexity can sometimes hinder the practical application. Limited focus on external factors. Value stream theory primarily concentrates on internal processes and might not sufficiently consider external market dynamics, customer behaviors, and industry disruptions. Short-term perspective. While value stream theory is excellent for streamlining existing processes, it might not provide a comprehensive long-term strategic planning and innovation framework. Underestimating people's roles. The theory might inadvertently underemphasize the importance of people and their roles within processes, focusing primarily on process optimization. Applicability to nonlinear processes. Value stream theory's linear approach might be less effective for processes that don't follow a clear linear flow, such as creative or knowledge-based work. Challenge of standardization. While standardization is key to streamlining processes, some tasks and projects might require a level of uniqueness and customization that is not easily fit into standardized value stream mapping. Risk of losing context. The strong emphasis on waste reduction can sometimes lead to overlooking contextual factors that might be important for certain processes or projects. Overlooking employee morale. The pursuit of efficiency might inadvertently create an environment where employees feel pressured to perform quickly, potentially affecting morale and well-being. Lack of focus on customer experience. While value stream theory acknowledges customer value, it might not comprehensively address customer interactions' emotional and experiential aspects. It's important to approach value stream theory with a balanced perspective, recognizing its strengths in process optimization and waste reduction while also considering its limitations in capturing the full scope of business dynamics and long-term strategic planning. Combining it with other concepts and frameworks can help address these limitations and create a more holistic approach to value creation. Value networks. Value network theory is a concept that emphasizes the interconnected relationships between different organizations, individuals, and entities within an industry or market. It recognizes that value creation is not limited to a single company but involves collaboration and interactions among various stakeholders. Key points about value network theory. Interconnected relationships. In a value network, organizations and individuals collaborate, share resources, and exchange information to collectively create and deliver value to customers. These relationships can span suppliers, partners, distributors, customers, and even competitors. Ecosystem perspective. Value network theory goes beyond focusing solely on one company's operations. Instead, it considers the broader ecosystem in which a company operates and how different actors within that ecosystem contribute to value creation. Mutual benefit. Collaboration within a value network is driven by mutual benefit. Each participant contributes unique strengths and resources, which, when combined, enhance the overall value proposition to customers. Dynamic nature. Value networks are dynamic and can evolve over time. As technology, market conditions, and customer preferences change, the composition and structure of the network may also adapt. Co-creation. Value network theory aligns with the idea of co-creation, where customers and other stakeholders actively participate in shaping products, services, and experiences. This approach leads to offerings that better match customer needs. Innovation and flexibility. Value networks promote innovation by facilitating the exchange of ideas and expertise among different participants. Organizations within the network can quickly adapt to changes and take advantage of new opportunities. In summary, value network theory recognizes that value creation is a collaborative effort involving multiple stakeholders working together in an interconnected ecosystem. This theory encourages organizations to foster strong relationships, share resources, and adapt to changing circumstances to collectively deliver superior value to customers and the market. Points of criticism. While value network theory brings attention to collaboration and ecosystem dynamics, it also has potential negative aspects and limitations. Complexity management. Managing relationships and interactions within a value network requires dedicated resources and effort to maintain effective communication and coordination. Dependency risks. Organizations within a value network might become overly dependent on certain partners, suppliers, or collaborators, potentially leading to vulnerability if those dependencies are disrupted. Conflict resolution. Collaborative environments can sometimes lead to conflicts of interest or disagreements among network participants. Resolving these conflicts might require significant time and effort. Sharing intellectual property. Collaborating within a value network may require sharing proprietary information or intellectual property, leading to concerns about protecting valuable assets. Decision-making delays. Collaborative decision-making within a value network can sometimes lead to delays as consensus is sought among various stakeholders, potentially affecting agility and responsiveness. Data privacy and security. Sharing data and information within a value network can raise concerns about privacy and security, especially in industries with strict regulatory requirements. Alignment challenges. Ensuring all network participants share a common vision and goals can be challenging, as different organizations might have diverse priorities and interests. Uneven contribution. Some participants within a value network might contribute more than others, creating potential imbalances in value creation and benefit distribution. Coordination costs. While collaboration is valuable, it can also introduce coordination costs regarding time, resources, and management efforts to keep all parties aligned and engaged. Adaptability to change. Value networks may need to adapt quickly to changes in the market or technology landscape, which can be challenging if there's resistance to change within the network. Trust and reputation. Building and maintaining trust among network participants is essential. Negative actions or reputational issues of one participant can potentially affect the entire network's credibility. Considering these potential negative aspects while implementing the value network theory is essential. While the theory promotes collaboration and ecosystem thinking, organizations should also be prepared to manage complexities, conflicts, and other challenges in a collaborative business environment.